Irving today for this news from Moroville, June 16th, 2008. On microphone today is Daniel and
Perumal.
In studio is Chloe. And we start with an interview of Surya talking about Aikido.
I practice Aikido since quite a few years now. Before I came back to Auroville, I was doing Tai Chi for quite some years, quite intensively. And when I came back in Auroville in 1994, I tried several Tai Chi groups, but it was not the same that I was practicing, and I didn't like it so much. And Serge was there and was saying, well, why don't you come to Aikido? And I started, and then I never left. Oh, yeah, Aikido, it's a Japanese martial art. It's not so old. It started in the 1920s by this... it was an army man, Ueshiba. And he started the Aikido from... synthesis of several martial arts, but basically from the sword, the art of sword, of the Japanese sword, and then he evolved a full-fledged martial art techniques with the sword and with some weapons, wooden weapons, and also with bare hands. And the spirit is very nice because basically the aim is to be at peace with everybody. So it's a they call it martial art of love, actually. So it's not a self-defense technique. Of course, it can be useful for self-defense, but it's not mainly this. It's a spirit of being one, actually. So it fits very well in Auroville because it stands for unity. And it's of course, it's a very good training. The fitness is... you work everything with Aikido, you know. It's a lot of falling down and going up again. It works in a spiral movement, so it's always a kind of circular movement and with a partner. It's very nice.
Now we have an announcement about Micro Project 2008.
Funding has once again been generously offered this year by Stitching Desire. And the project coordination group is now accepting application for micro projects in two categories, women's development, informal education. The budget of each proposal should be in the range of below ₹50,000. Please note that no funds are available for infrastructure, building or transport. And requests for equipments will only be considered if especially required for the implementation of the project. Hard copies of the grant application formats are available for Jyoti and Revati at the reception circle at the town hall. Can be emailed to you via pcg@orville.org.in on request or download from AVNet. English, French and Tamil version of guidelines for writing grant proposals are also available. If you have received funding for a project through the project coordination group in previous years, be certain that you have to send in a report for that project before making a new application for another project. Project holders are invited to send their project as a Word document, saved in the name of the project title, to pcg@orville.org.in and submit a hard copy addressed to the project coordination group to be given to Jyoti or Revati at the reception circle at the town hall. Telephone 262-2250 in the town hall, Accor. The final date for project submission is Monday, 11th August, 2008. For more information or assistance, you may write to pcg@orville.org.in or contact the project coordination group at the town hall.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.